Are they ever? Units.
Now, Caitlin Thwaites has been good enough to join us on the line because we want to talk some netball. Game 3 of the Constellation Cup was yesterday in Sydney, and it was another narrow loss, 54-53 in favour of the Silver Ferns. And Twitter has been good enough to join us to talk about it. Caitlin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
We're going very well, thanks. How are you going? We spoke to, Braz last week, I think it might have been, about this one goal loss situation we've got going on at the moment. When we lose, it's just by a goal. How annoying is that becoming, Caitlin?
Of course, it's very annoying. I think the annoying thing for us is that I felt like we were in control of the game for a significant amount of time, and we should have never kind of given them the sniff to be back in it. So, we need to, when we've got those leads of sort of, you know, 4, 5, 6 goals, we need to be able to push them out further because we know that they can, the Ferns are able to close that gap again, and they're just so good at kind of playing down those final minutes. So we need to not allow ourselves to get into that situation.
You're right. That's been a common scenario that we've set up good leads with a period of time to play in late in the game, and we've coughing those leads up. And we often talk in other sports, Caitlin, about managing those last couple of minutes and training for those. We hear it in the AFL all the time. We practice the scenarios of the last 2 or 3 minutes when the game's to be won or to be saved. I'm sure you guys do the same thing as well. What's not happening during game time that you're able to control during training?
Yeah, well, I think, there's the first one is making uncharacteristic errors, which is not ideal. And then the second one is when we don't have the ball, actually the ability to be able to win the ball back, with the style of play that the Kiwis playing and the style of play that we play. So it's, I guess we don't want to be in the situation where we're having to try and win the ball back because, they're pretty much playing a keepings off style and in those final bits, and they're so good at being able to do that. So, yeah, like I said, we just need to not be getting ourselves in those situations where we're having to try and force something in the last 40 seconds of the game.
Caitlin, one goal in the last 4 minutes. That's a stat you probably don't want to hear again and again.
Yeah, no, not really. It's some of the way that it was described in that last little bit was a bit of a game of tennis. There was lots of errors happening on both sides, so it was not great. And we need to be obviously looking at how we're going to counter that for this final game because we've still got the ability to be able to win this series. So we just need to win this final game to be able to win the series and. We've got a week to be able to knuckle down and have some really hard trainings and a bit of a hard look at ourselves as well and get out there and try and win that in Perth.
We don't like to pump up the opposition, but Laura Langman, the centre for New Zealand, she did some incredible things late. She just gets in the way all the time.
She's got a very uncanny ability of putting herself in the best possible position to be able to pick up anything that's going to be, going astray. So, she's an incredible athlete and, we've got nothing but respect for her, but we also want to be putting her in places where she can't be picking up those extra balls. So, I think the rivalry between us and New Zealand is such that we do have a lot of respect for them. They've got a lot of respect for us. But in saying that, we definitely want to get out there and we want to smash them, to be honest.
And you did that in the second game in New Zealand. It was a comprehensive win when the pressure was on because you'd lost the first. Did you think that you'd turn the corner a little bit after that second win?
Yeah, well, I think even with that second win, we still had the ability to be able to blow out the score a lot more significantly than what we did. So, like I said, it's something that we need to look at and be able to, if you give a team like the Ferns a sniff, they're definitely going to take it. So, we need to figure out some structures or, things that we're going to be able to do physically out on court when we notify, when we can... notice that we're in those moments to be able to push ahead and just put our foot on the throat.
It was actually Lizzie Watson we spoke to last week. We've spoken to a lot of your teammates in the last couple of weeks, and we were talking about that whole thing around there's not a lot you need to focus on in the sense that you're doing a lot right to only be by losing by one goal and getting leads. It's just isolating that little thing and perhaps not focusing on it too much so it becomes a real mental situation for you.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we've definitely got that ability to play, you know, play really free, and that's, I guess, you know, to be able to use the individual's talents that we've got in the team and to...
That's a phone blow up.
That's the end of it.
Did you hear we're having the background? There's like that seemed to be at an airport or something, and it's in.
Yeah, it was
an announcement. Then
ASIO said no more.
This is what's happened on the front page of the paper. The government's stepping in again. They've redacted
exactly
the comments from Caitlin Thwaites.
That's enough.
Apologies for that. Clearly, that is out of our control, but that's a setback for Caitlin and for our interview when the phone blows up.
She mentioned I watched the crazy last 4 minutes. They were throwing it out. There was. Full court passes getting attempted. The pressure, it's crazy sort of stuff. It's great to watch. It is great to watch.
But it is getting very tense, and they're not handling the tense moments as well as they should be.
The New Zealand girl, Folau and the other goal attack, they don't miss.
Yeah, but it's becoming a mental thing.
They never miss.
It's becoming a mental thing for them, and it's... And we talked about it half last week when they lost the first game by a goal. You know, they lose a Commonwealth Games gold medal match by a goal. World Championships by a goal, Scott. Like it's that sort of thing happening all the time in the close matches. They're not winning,
and low scoring affairs, average of 50 for both teams throughout the six scores through the 3-game series so far. 302 goals have been scored or something. So average of 50 per team, which is really low. So it's tight, it's defensive, it's pressurised, and neither team really is coping very well.
Caitlin mentioned keepings off. It's fascinating to watch. New Zealand do. They just go into this, they just run from side to side and until they wear you out, clearly, and then they make it happen. But they do. They play keepings off.
So Manchester City, the old Pep Guardiola Barcelona system.